children hovered near some swings, looking bored and fractious. They eyed Denning with a mix of curiosity and suspicion as he passed. A couple of dog walkers were engaged in an animated conversation as they watched the events unfolding in front of them. Beyond the children's playground, a wooded section of the park had been cordoned off with a thin band of blue and white police tape, which hung limply in the stilted air. A couple of uniformed officers were talking to another group of children, some of whom looked like they were crying. A young officer, with dark, damp circles showing through his crisp white shirt, stood beside the path that led into the wood. Behind him, Denning spotted half a dozen white-suited figures weaving between the trees and shrubbery, their faces obscured by masks. He could just about make out the distinctive shape of a forensic tent poking through the greenery. Denning flashed his ID, and the young constable nodded him past the temporary barrier. It was slightly cooler inside the wooded area, but not much. Tall trees and their wide branches offered a modicum of protection from the sun's searing heat. Shards of daylight filtered through the foliage, dotting the ground with speckles of white. As Denning approached the forensic tent, the smell hit him like a fist in the face. It made him think of curdled milk and rotting meat. He felt his stomach tighten. A white-clad figure emerged from inside the tent. She walked over to him, dropped her mask, and proffered a gloved hand. "Sheila Gorton, I'm the crime scene manager. You must be D.I. Denning." Her voice had a faint trace of a Canadian accent. Denning shook her hand. "Guilty as charged. The boy wonder, so I hear." Ignoring her, he jerked his head in the direction of the tent. "What's the story?" Gorton was in her late 40s and filled her forensic suit. "Young woman, late teens or early 20s, beaten and strangled." A couple of flies buzzed around her face as she spoke. She batted them away with a flick of her right hand. "The bruising to the face is sufficiently extensive to suggest the beating was both sustained and brutal." "Has the pathologist had a look at her?" She gave a light snort. "The Home Office still haven't allocated one after Dr. Chambers left, so we're waiting for UCL to send someone over from their pathology department. Should be here sometime today." One of the CSIs appeared and handed Denning a forensic suit. "Any sign of sexual assault?" "Possibly. The pathologist will be able to say for certain when he gets her on the table." Denning slipped a leg into the white suit. He looked at the near Elysian scene around him. A park in the middle of Hackney had initially struck him as somewhat incongruous. He'd always thought of East London as one vast urban conurbation, with nothing to break up the hard edges. "Who found her?" he asked. "Some kids," she said. "It's the start of the school holidays, and I expect they were looking for something to do. They wanted to build a den, apparently. Poor little sods. Not exactly the best of starts to the holidays." She looked at Denning. "I'd better warn you, it isn't pleasant." "Is it ever?" Stuffing his Ray-Bans into his top pocket, Denning zipped up the forensic suit, slipped the elasticated booties over his designer shoes, and covered his face with a protective mask. Then he followed Gorton into the tent. Amid the foliage, the body of a young woman lay on her back in a shallow grave. Her face was an abstract mask of red and purple, and there were marks around her throat. Her shoulder-length blonde hair was matted with dried blood. Sightless eyes stared back at him. Her mouth was half open, as though she was about to speak. Denning knelt on the bone-dry earth to examine the body more closely. She was wearing a strapless grey sleeveless dress, which had been ripped from the shoulder to the hem. There were lacerations scored into her right hand and lower arms, as well as her forehead, along with what looked to Denning like teeth marks. The grave was actually a natural hollow in the land. It had been partially camouflaged with twigs and leaves in an attempt to conceal the body. Denning looked at Gorton and nodded. He headed out of the tent, Gorton following behind. "Has the forensic photographer been?" he asked, removing his mask. "Left about 10 minutes ago." Denning climbed out of the forensic suit. "Was there any ID on the victim?" She shook her head. "Nothing."
"No phone? Bag?" "Like I said."